With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. More demonstrations are scheduled over the weekend throughout the Roaring Fork Valley to protest the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for more than 8 minutes. April Crow Spaldy planned a demonstration in Carbondale that brought more than 200 people together last weekend. She says another protest against police violence is scheduled for Saturday at 6 p.m. at the corner of 4th and Main Street.
It's wonderful to see people say, hey, we might be here, not in a city, not where this is happening, but we acknowledge it.
A demonstration is also planned in Aspen at Wagner Park at 10 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday. In Basalt, a memorial for George Floyd will be held Sunday at 4:30 in Lions Park. The Roaring Fork School District announced yesterday they will partner with Mountain Family Health Centers to expand school-based health care in the district. The district already runs 5 clinics and will build a 6th one in Glenwood Springs High School. Students will have access to medical, dental, and behavioral health services. Ross Brooks, the CEO of Mountain Family Health Centers, says school-based care eliminates some barriers for parents who struggle to find time to take their children to the doctor.
I think in the grand scheme of things, what's great is that being able to go for a 20-minute medical checkup in the school there takes me out of school for much less time than if I'm taking the entire afternoon off.
Brooks says they will also work with district families to provide health care and resources for the whole family. Pickens County Public Health has released changes to its latest public health order. Alex Hager reports that includes new guidance for religious centers, outdoor recreation, and gathering sizes.
Effective today, places of worship can open back up, but only at 50% capacity or 50 people, whichever's less. On top of that, everyone inside will have to wear a mask and stay 6 feet away from anyone outside of their household. The county encourages places of worship to hold electronic services whenever possible. Rec sports are coming back too, starting Monday, but they're capped at 25 people outdoors and 10 indoors. And if you're a parent going to watch youth sports, the county wants you to keep 6 feet away from other folks on the sidelines. The Monday after that, you can have private gatherings of up to 50 people. That's a week earlier than originally planned. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
You can find a full list of opening dates and new restrictions on our website, aspenpublicradio.org. Governor Jared Polis has signed an executive order allowing all businesses in the state to refuse to serve anyone not wearing a face covering during the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
Polis says the order will help protect workers from the spread of COVID-19. He also says wearing masks will help Colorado's economy recover more quickly.
It's fine for businesses across our state to say no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
Polis says recent studies show that some men are reluctant to wear masks because it, quote, might make them look weak. But he says not wearing masks will extend the coronavirus crisis. He also announced a new advertising campaign promoting facial coverings. The ads will start showing up on billboards around the state soon. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Regional arts organizations are teaming up to survey local creatives who might need help getting through the pandemic. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The Roaring Fork Valley Artist Survey was put out collaboratively by Carbondale Arts, the Carbondale Creative District, the Art Base, and the Red Brick Center for the Arts to gauge artists' needs during COVID-19. Sarah Roy is the Red Brick Center for the Arts Executive Director.
We were talking about the artists that we work with, and you know, we were guessing at what their challenges might be and how we could address it, but we realized we just really didn't know until we hear from them.
The survey asks artists how the pandemic has affected their art and whether they are able to translate their work virtually. Today is the last day to fill out the online questionnaire, which can be found on any of the organization's websites. Kirsten Dobroth, Adlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The number of new unemployment claims made in Colorado is continuing its downward trend. Just over 12,000 people filed for unemployment last week, making it the 7th week in a row that number has declined. At its peak in the 2nd week of April, more than 104,000 people filed for unemployment benefits. The hardest hit industries during the coronavirus pandemic have been food service, retail, and healthcare. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.